And welcome to the special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Author's Corner. I want to first welcome the host of Author's Corner, Frank Fiore. Frank, how are you? And I know you're excited to talk about authors. That's your thing, is writing, isn't it, Frank?
Yes, it is. Yep. Always want to know how authors are doing and find out if they're doing something a lot different than other authors.
Oh, it's very interesting talking to your one of your publishers and see how everyone operates and then take things that we need to utilize for sure. Yeah, Paul, exactly. Introduce our guest.
We're very excited to have George DeSmoos here today. He is a retired Hollywood scriptwriter, and he has a couple of series of books out. But what we really want to talk to him today about, he's having an author blowout in his hometown there, of having maybe 30 authors to get together to sell books. So I'm going to let George tell you about that. Welcome, George.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right, George. And you saw this in your journey as an author, why this is important to have resources like this, have an event like this.
Well, it seems as though the biggest challenge that any author faces these days is marketing. It's not like the old days at all. And the more that you can network and figure out different ideas that you learn from other authors so that you can get your product out there, the better off you are. So that's one of the main reasons, besides selling books, that I'm having this event. It's going to be on April the 27th at the Pier 6 restaurant in San Leon, Texas. The Pier 6 is kind of a phenomenon in itself. It's a huge place, and on the weekends it's like a carnival. But they have a big apron, 30 by 140, that is runs in front of the restaurant between that and the marina, and we're going to establish two rows of tents there where people can walk down between them on their way out to the marina to take pictures and look around. So they got to go between where we are.
All right, Frank, questions?
Yeah, I'd like to know what this blowout is about. I didn't quite understand. So is this an event you're going to do, George?
It's a book signing, but by the same token, all of the authors that are there are going to be able to network with other authors. And
multiple author book signing?
We hope to have about 30. We've got about half that many now, and we need more authors. There's only a very small charge, and that's going to all be used for advertising the event. So if they're interested, they can get in touch with me. The easiest way is just to call me, 281-229-0775.
Wow, George. And I think when you think about it, authors getting in front of people that are potential readers. And a lot of times other authors are potential readers. So you can talk about your story of why you wrote your book, and a lot of other authors might buy their books, right?
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. We're going to do a whole lot of networking. And not only that, we will have a natural built-in audience. The people at Pier 6 are very good people and very helpful. I can't say enough good about them. And so they're going to make sure that we have plenty of built-in audiences there to, you know, as well as what we will attract to come through the. We anticipate there's probably going to be between 500 and 1,000 people go through there in a 4-hour period.
Well, that's really good. That's like almost like a festival, and a short, quick festival people can.
Yeah, it'll only be from 12 to 4. Of course, if it works out. Where we still got a large audience, we'll probably extend it a little bit longer.
Okay.
But yeah, we're looking, we've got all kinds of authors lined up so far. Science fiction, people that have written about AI and the advantages of it and the dangers of it. We're a great romance authors. We've got a great variety so far.
Okay. Go ahead, Frank.
What is your particular genre? George, what do you write in?
I spend an awful lot of time in the jungle. So I write about the jungle
Another adventure writer then.
Adventure. And it involves a little bit of fantasy because we have a black jaguar in my first series called Naja. And she is somehow connected to the protagonist in the story. His name is Brandon Shaw. And she is also a link to an ancient Maya legend.
Mm-hmm.
So some of the story actually happens in one of the Maya cities.
And so you have visited the jungle before, George?
Yeah, I used to live in the jungle.
What jungle?
Well, two of them, actually. I lived in Honduras. And I lived along the north coast there. And then we went into the Mosquito a whole lot. And that's where one of the Maya cities is located. Then also I lived in Peru. I lived in Iquitos. And that was a long time ago. Back when I was young and good looking. But I still carry a lot of memories from there.
And your books definitely involve that, sharing some of the experiences you have.
The Jaguar series does. It's called Two Faces of the Jaguar. It's a 4-book series. The second one is called The Lost City, which of course happens in a Maya city. The third one is called The Jaguar's Quest, and then we have Return of the Jaguar.
Yeah, but there was another author that we interviewed had that was similar. Did you remember who that particular person was, Neil? He wrote
it. No, that was Frank. That was him. He just didn't have his camera on.
Oh, you mean? Oh, okay. So we got less. Okay, that was.
Yeah, we're promoting another week
of the event
and all that. Yeah, so we're basically talking about this event. Now, the authors, are you impressed when you keep getting submissions, George, of different authors and how creative they are?
Yeah, I mean, I feel a little bit behooved and honored that so many people are taking interest in this thing. I have a Facebook page called San Leon Bay Area Authors, and people are signing up to be on that page left and right, and I invite them to post their books and covers and so forth. And we have some really impressive people, and for them to be interested in what I'm doing makes me feel that I somehow, you know, even a blind hog finds an acorn once in a while, and I think I finally hit it. We're going to have fun. I know that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have fun. And outside the Houston area is beautiful, isn't it?
It is. We're halfway between Houston and Galveston, and we're out on a little peninsula here called San Leon. It's literally out in the middle of Galveston Bay. We have a population here of about 5,000, if you count a few stray dogs. And it's just, we're kind of the Mayberry of Texas.
No, the Mayberry of Texas. Go figure. Good, Frank. What other questions you have?
Nope. I mean, I think... I wish you a lot of luck and that you do get all those authors. 30 authors would be quite an expensive networking.
We've got about half that many already.
Wonderful.
And every one of them, without exception, write a slightly different genre of book than somebody else that's already signed up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that's going to just be, that's kind of amazing to me. So we're going to have a lot to offer the people that come and visit our venue. And it's going to work out well. But I want to impress people that I still got room for about 15 authors. So contact me if you have any interest at all. You know, we have people coming in from as far away as Indiana.
Really? Wow.
Mississippi. And Paula's going to come down from Ohio. So, you know, we're going to try to make this an annual event.
Well, that's great. Oh, you'll definitely make it. You're out there telling people how important it is, and authors are looking for opportunity. That's for sure.
Yeah. So I cannot impress enough the fact that the biggest challenge facing any author is marketing. It is just, it's like a giant stone that you're trying to chip away with a toothbrush.
But I think that the publishing companies are doing that too. And that's where the important thing about starting early in the promotion process. And as Frank and I are about to, we were really focusing on Westerns, and then the Western kind of changed publishers to Hollow Man Publishing. So now we have a countdown. Frank's book on Moran, we have a countdown. That's the most important thing. Pre-orders, getting the people, the buzz going, then release your book. It's harder after you're 6 months, 9 months, 12 months, 15 months into your book, because yeah, you have a book. Yeah, it's not aged, but Amazon's considered it's aged. And people are looking at new release after new release as readers. So that's the process. You got to go and you got to move quickly and get it going. So that's a big thing, George.
You know, one of the tools that I found that amazingly brought me a lot of money and work is they have a thing on Amazon called Amazon Bella, where people can read the first three chapters for free. And man, you let them do that and they get hooked and you sell a lot of books. That's the most effective thing I've found in a long time.
All right. Well, definitely
advertise for Amazon, but you know, I'm not. I'm advertising for my books.
Okay.
So all you right. Wrote on Westerns?
Yeah.
Yeah, so did I. I used to write Ken Curtis's lines in Gunsmoke.
Oh, so you've written Western books too, George?
I hadn't written Western books. I wrote lines for Western actors.
Oh.
Horse operas. I writing for Ken Curtis was the easiest job I ever had in my life because it was almost everything he said in every segment was the same, you know. Everything was plumb larping.
All right, George, we appreciate it. Thanks again for stopping by. That was an exciting Office Corner. Phone number really quickly, one more time.
281-229-0775. And you can call me anytime.
All right. Thanks again, George. We appreciate it. All right. That's a special Authors Corner. FrankFiori.com. People got to go check out as well. Frank has an amazing website. All his books are available there. And guys, definitely got to connect if you want to learn how he became a published author. Thanks again, guys. All right. That was a special simulcast of the Neil Haley Show and Authors Corner, guys.